really like to repeat my question, and I hope I can receive some information on the status of the two pending refugee applications and what is causing such excessive delays, and whether there have been any measures considered to avoid such occurrences in the future. And I would also very much appreciate information, what were the reasons for denial of all applications for asylum status so far in Macau, China. I would also like to ask the delegation whether, since I understand there is no willingness to reconsider criminalization of defamation, whether there is perhaps some flexibility as to consider the appropriateness of the sanctions of imprisonment for such cases. I would also, perhaps this will come in writing later, like to repeat my question that I would like to have some information on how many individuals have been criminally prosecuted for defamation and what were the penalties imposed. And then I would also like to ask, repeat basically my question, what justifies the distinction as to the costs involved when a private citizen is bringing a claim of defamation in comparison to defamation of public officials, where they can have of public officials where they can have their cases prosecuted at no cost. So what justifies this differentiation? And lastly, I also asked whether there are any laws in Macau, China, that